Rashi, kol mekalkul de Shabbos sevi poter. Really, every time you're making a kilku, you do a malacha that's be mekalkul, you're poter for Shabbos. The lav hainu meleches machsheves. That's not called meleches machsheves, you're poter. Or bezoi v'soisit if nan v'yovas malachas yavakasha then. How come one of the lamates malachas is a soiser, breaking down a house? The churenichot kilku godem is there, you're breaking something. The teretz is, the mechayim soisam anas livnoisu. The reason why you're breaking is because you want to build up a new house. So you can't build up the new house unless you break down the old house first. Therefore, even the breaking is not called a kilkul. It's not called you ruining. It's rakert. It's called you starting to build up a new house. If you're going to build up the new house in the same place, that's when you're chayiv for this kilkul, this stira. But if you're knocking down this house, I'm not to build up someplace else. Light, that's called right now knocking down as a kilkul and your potter. The melech is kibui. Putting out fire is also called a kilkul. His name is soisa. The chain kareya. Same thing when you rip a beggar. Dumi the soisa is also really called a stira. Well, the Mishnah said later, ha kareya amanas litfor. The only time you chay from melech is kareya ripping, if you're ripping with afka, I'm not to be able to sew the beggar back again. Like it's not nice now, so you have to rip it. To be able to sew it nice again, you chay for the kriya, that's called a tikkun. The same thing erasing. When you erase something, mechik is chayiv, I it's only kilki, you're ruining the letters. It's not amanas lichtoiv. You only chayiv for mechik if you erase amanas to write again. The kulam soysaninu, hilkach, alapsila chayis viday. If you're putting out the fire to save the wick, is eina ela lahadlik. Why are you putting it out now? Because you want to save the wick to burn it again. Hilkach mechaba nas lahadlik. You're putting it out, I'm not to use it again. Hainu bimkoimoi. That's called bimkoimoi. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Yichaya, that's called a tikkun. Abul ki chaya salaner. But if you're putting out the fire just to save the lamp, oy al Hashem, and you want to save the oil, v'ala psilom, and just time to save the wick. Ein oichas. V'ein oichoshes im ashlichoi. You don't care now if you throw it away. If you throw away the oil, afilu tzorach l'shem and lahadlik by psila cheres. La'achas man, but toich ne'azeh, ein zah saysam naf nivnois b'koymoi. Shein akibu v'avoru loy b'shem v'loy b'ner, ele b'psila. The ikka, burning and lighting, is in the psila itself. It has to be in the wick. Kol zaman, you're just worrying about the oil or the lamp, that's kol shloy b'koymoi. Hilkach loy shaykh l'stiru binyan ele b'psila. It's only shaykh to saysar and build up with the wick itself. Because the wick is what you're putting out now, and you're going to use this wick again later. V'chivon di'ein machshavis. Machshavis seifel las lahadlik psila zeh. Ein kan oid binyin. B'mokam stira. That's why you put in the first cases. Since in the first cases you're not thinking about the wick, only thinking about the oil or about the lamp, it's called the stira kilkum. Odukton yishuay sepechem. What does it mean that the wick yichayiv? If you want to save the wick, it makes the pechem, makes it into a coal, claim them. Mevnei shem oisim pechem, mitchilosa v'yemedes lasso l'orkas boyor. It's meant to use for a wick to light with, and you're going to use it again. V'yke binye b'mokim stira. That's the pshat, according to Rabbi Yossi. That's called yechayiv, because this stira, this putting out the fire, is called a tikkun, because you're going to use it again to burn it in the same place. So that's only by psila, not by the shem. Right. Good. Right. So the Omalei Rabba, Michti, have a kasha on this. We learn it out from what the melacha was by the Mishkan. For Hoskan, I have a kasha on you. Where was the melacha steer in the Mishkan? They took down the Mishkan. Now, when they took down the Mishkan, it wasn't the almanach to build it in the same place, because whenever they took down the Mishkan, the pshat is they had to move and put it up someplace else. So every stira was almanas livnoi shloi b'mkoymoi. So how could you, Rabbi Yossi, say you only chayiv if it's done b'mkoymoi? The teretzir shani hosom kivu nechziv al pi Hashem yachnu in soyser almanas livnoi b'mkoymoi domi. Because if all wherever they went was al pi Hashem, so zai taking it down, zai putting it up is called b'mkoymoi. It's the makom where Hashem wants you to be. So that's called you're like soyser now almanas to build it up in the next place where we have to stop al pi Hashem. So there is chashivis, you're building in the same makim. But not in the Mishkan, any other place, you only chayiv for stira, if you have das to build up the same place again. That's one shining of Yosef. Rabbi Yechon says not the Pshat Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yechon, no, I'm not. Liyodom Rabbi Shimon Tzrulei. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon. That what? That Amlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufis Taka Potrulei. That's why if you put out the fire, every kibbutz is potter. If you're just doing it to save the oil or save the lamp, you're potter. Rabbi Zevi had a kasha then. Why does he say if you put out the wick to use the wick again, you're chayiv? Or my shnu psila. According to Havmin, it was when you put out a wick, you're just putting it out now to be able to use it later. It shouldn't be burnt up legamri now. But you're not gaining anything by putting it out now. It's not called you need the kibbutz. The Torah says no. Kidiyom Rav Hamnuna. V'itayim Rav Adam Rava. Hocha, we're talking about the psila shetzorach lahavavo askinon. We're talking about such a wick that you did not burn it before Shabbos. It wasn't burnt once. Now the mice of a wick is usually is good to burn it once, then put it out, and the putting it out is misacking the wick that the next time you use it will burn much better. So we're talking about such wicks that you mamish need the melachas kibui. It's called tzrich legufa. This is the case where you need the melachas kibui. By putting out the fire, the goof putting it out makes it into a better wick. That the next time you light it, it'll burn better. To behi afilu Rav Shimon moida. In such a case, such a melachas kibui, even Rav Shimon is moida yichayim. That's called the melachas tzrich legufa. You need the kibui. You can't say you'd be better off if the wick wouldn't be burnt altogether, because if the wick would not be burning altogether, you'll never make the wick into a good wick. The only way you can make a wick into a good wick is by letting it burn and then putting it out. The kibui makes the wick into a good wick. So the Mara, you call mesakin mona, because you'd be mesakin mona with this kibui. Oh my Rav, they can only have a raya for this pshat in the Mishnah, that this pshat of Yosi, tiktoni shuois a pechem. It says it's making it into a pechem. He's now you're making the wick into a good coal. For like ketoni mifnei shenasas pechem, because it was already made a pechem. Shema mina. Mashmi, it wasn't a pechem, it wasn't a good wick yet. You're talking about a wick that wasn't burnt at all yet. So now this is the first time you're burning it. So the kibu now, that makes it into a good wick. You'd be misak in the mana. That's the case where you need the kibui. That's when you chayif the kibu midiraisa. Shrashi shuvois the pechem, shu miskavein mamish, la soisa kimin pechem achshav. You have kavona now to make this wick into a coal. Alma be kibui had sarvach lagufa mari. We're talking about such a kibu taking out the fire that you need to take out the fire. That's the only way you'll make this kli into a kli. It's not the pshat that it was a pechem before, it was a good coal before. Shubavah, that it was burnt already before. The nimni lemeima taima mishum debas binyanhi. That's come up the other time. Yika binyan b'mokim stira. Mashen came b'shemen of an erd. L'shayach b'binyan stira. As you know, you have to come on to terrace before, where it's called a stira. Not a stira, not posh the terrace now. It's not gemina, where it's called a melacha tzrich legufa, or not called tzrich legufa. So the Mishnah, al sholosh averos for three averos, noshim meisus b'shas leidosin. That there something happened that Isha will die b'shas leidah while she's giving birth. Al sheinim zirus benida if an Isha is not nizra and hilchas nida, b'chalish doesn't give off challah when she makes dough. Uvadlokas haner if she's not nizra and hadlokas haner for these three averos, hamolka kana and Isha could die b'shas leidah. We'll see in the Gemara. For the Gemara, neither my tama. What happens by neither? Omer Rav Yitzcha, he kilkolo bechadrei bitna. Hey, she did a chet nogeit hilchas neither that comes to the dam, comes out of the stomach, comes out from the ipanim. Lefikach tilka bechadrei bitna. Therefore, she'll get an einish b'shas later, which the vlad is coming out from inside. But the Gemara v'zoi tenech nida. That's good nida, like it's called a mida kenegan mida. Since she did a chet nogei to the inside of her, she'll be punished b'shas something inside of her. Or b'chala bad lokas aner ma'ik l'meima. What has chala got to do with b'shas leida b'shas the inside of an isha bad lokas aner? And the Gemara could the darishu galila or leida rav chizda. Like a certain galila person from galila dashes in front of rav chizda, and he said, Omar kodesh baruch. Reviyas dam nasati b'chem. Every person has like a reviyas dam that he lives with. Shash reviyas dam chay adam tluyim bo. That's called a person lives. He needs at least reviyas dam to live with. Is aliske dam nasati yeschem. Shno I nazi you on iske dam means al nida. So therefore, if she's not nizer in hilchas nida, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take away your dam, will kill her. Reishis is that yeschem. Reishis kerosi yeschem. I called you reishis. Al iske reishis. Rashi reishis karati yeschem reishis tfuosa. Iske reishis reishis harisaseichem. That's what challah has to do with klai yisrael. He said klai yisrael is called reishis. And chal is called reishis. Is atiyaschim. Neshama shenasat lechem kruya ner. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a neshama to a person, it's called a ner. Aliske ner is atiyaschim. I was mazun ishu also, take care about lukas and eris. Is imatim mekayim oisam, if you keep these mitzvahs, ner, shabbos, or else chala, which is leimah to reishis, or else dam nida, which is totally in the iske dam, is mutav, you live. V'yimlav harein enoitel l'shmaschem. If you're not nizrin, these three mitzvahs, I got to take away your neshama. So if you're not nizrin, these things, it's a kain, a ksas, chiv misa. Now, mama she chiv misa, but it will soon see why b'shas later. Shrash harein enoitel l'shmaschem, v'ta'avid revi'ez dimchem. Hashem will take away the revi'ez dam you have. V'yichab anerchem, or else Hashem will take away your ner. V'yavato shem reshishchem, or else if you're not nizrin chala, Hashem will kill her, that she won't have a shem reshish anymore. V'noshim nitztavu akach. And Noshim Amor Mitztava on Ner, Kedarmin of Rishis Rabba, he ibd on Chala, he ibd the Chalosa Shaloylam, She Ayod the Nitru the Adam Rishon, She Nitruam Tichala. That Chava gave Adam teeth from Eitzadas, and he was Nitrudom, like Chala, the Kovsa Ner Shaloylam, she put out the Ner of the Elam, the Shavcha Domai, the Yoid Shetzricha Bayis, Shetzorchi Bayis Luyimbo. It's also Svaristan that Isha takes care of the house. So chal is, has to do with baking, that's more on the Isha. That's why it's called that Isha is more, is supposed to be more nizer on the chala, take the chala. So if she didn't take off the chala, the Hashem will take away the ratio, she won't be alive. For the Gemara, Maishna b'shasta dosan, what's the first point? The Isha gets this onus b'shasta dosan, or Marova, no faltura, when an ox fell down, chodal l'sakini, we tell the people, first go sharpen the knife to make the shchita. So Drashi no faltura, Loritz, when an ox fell down to the ground already, Shuwaima the Shita, Hakul Aimrim, Khidala Sakina. As soon as the ox fell down, they got him down to the floor, they say, fast, get the knife ready. Achla Yokim, they shouldn't get up again. Because if the ox gets up again, you have to again throw him down. So when he's down on the floor, Khaparain class and give him the misa. Kach is same thing by Nisha. Hayovi is from Mazla Mizumanas Puranis Lovey. About now she's on the lady, she's giving birth, so she's lying down, she's in Tsaras anyway. So now the Malach HaMavis comes and says she's there in this matzav anyway, achapa right now. Abaye Omar, Tofesh Tirus Amta V'chad Mechatru Lehevi. Shrashi Tofas Tirus Amta means Tarba Pshoyim HaShivcha. A Shivcha does a lot of bad things. The Kulam Tilka V'chatru Achas. Let her all get a punishment at one stick, one time. So Rashi Tofesh Tarbe, Tiros Pesha Batisris, Mechatra Blas, Klema. Isha Medes Yisur later. An Isha gets Yisurim later, tremendous Yisurim to give birth. Why? Aloinsha Shachava. Why does an Isha have these labor pains? Because of the Aloinsha Shachava, that was Chava Zainish. O Mitztarfin Lo Ainshin Harbe Liyasa Malkus. Therefore, Vincent Isha is getting her Peronius, getting her Ainish. For the Chet of Chava, we give already more Ainshim now also. As once you give her one einish, now the mama sugal should get more einshin. Rav Chizda wama shavke l'ravya dimenav shenofel. Rashi shavke l'ravya l'shikur. A guy that shikur einach tzarech lapiloi. You don't have to throw him down. If a guy shikur, he'll fall down by himself. Shu yapo mel, he falls down himself. Kach ha'isha imedes leilid mishen esabro v'itzrich levakas akrosh boch l'ftech rachmo v'unimna v'meisim yaleo. Kolani moshel hedyidim yistam misholim. In other words, that when Isha is giving birth, it's a mokum sakona. So Adarab, you have to have Nisim, Hashem has to help her to open up her rachma to give birth. So now the easiest time to give the einish, that's why she gets her einish then. Right. Maruk v'oma reya chagro v'ize rehitin. His reya chagro, if the reya, it's the peshtid, he's a chagro, he's a lame, is ize rehitin. The izin, the goats, are running around wild. There's nobody to watch them. Trashi reyit chagav izeritin. Kal them loris, they can run away. Then yochel agiyan la hakoysen al sechunim. You can't do anything to them now. The reyit is a chagav, is a lame person. Avova chutra mile v'avora dori chushpuna. He's on the doorpost, you have a lot of words, and on the doorpost, you have a lot of chushbonis. Trashi avova chutra mile, kishihi bo lefnei gidroit soin, come in front of the animals, shamhu medabri mo la al koysoy al fisham. Later, when you meet up with the animals, you want to give them the clip. V'yabei dori lebei sadir shal tzoyin boi l'cheshbon. Gidru tzoyin ye. Kolema. For isha, kishi bebriyas, when isha is healthy, pomim shes chiyosel tolin. Amol, she has a lot of schusim. So even though she did this, chatoyin the schusim help her. V'yein koich v'mekatrig lahaskir avoyna. And the sotin can't come and tell Hashem she did averis. because she has schusim. Abu mishigila pesach hasakana, but anyway, now she's giving birth. It's a sakana. Otsurich l'nisim, she has to have nisim to be saved. Shom askira avnaseh, then the son comes and says the avoinus, o my sehom, imru yehi l'nisim lav. And then they have to see if she's royal to have nisim or not. That's why she gets there, that's why the einish could happen now. Weiter. Above a chanus says a nafesh av... The doors of the chanus, a lot of people, Achem, Rachme, you have friends and other people. When you're in a bad stage, then nobody's there to help you. When a guy has a store, he's selling good. So everybody comes in, you'll have friends there coming in to buy things. It's good, Yishmak, he's selling things. Shemachalkim by Mizan is giving out food. V'yeisham oisher harba, you have a lot of riches. Achim v'harba yoyevim yeisha kol nasim. Everybody comes to love you. As you're giving out things now, a good price, a sale, everybody comes running. V'ashayim merachmi yoyevim. Abavav abavay bizuni v'mokim shesh hefsid v'avoyne, a place where you're losing everything. Go downfall. Lo yachiv le'merachim, nobody comes to you. Nobody comes to see you when you're losing everything. And we have nothing to gain from you. Kach. Bishas ha sakone hu remazlo. Bishas and each has the mokum sakone, now it's beer hamazel. Bechashibos bechod bechraktim shalom. And all the friends, all the melech yoicha goes away from her. So that's why bishas ha sakone, that's where Sotan can be mekatri. For the Gemara going up until now was with the Isha, where she gets her averis, her oinshin. For the Gemara of the Gavri, hechem ivdiki. What about a man? A man doesn't give birth. So where's his beer mazel that at that time he has to watch out? The Sotan shouldn't be mekatri, so give him his oinshin now. When you're going over a bridge, the bridge may cave in now. So if you have any averus, the Sotan will say, don't save him, let him go. Furthermore, Gesher Basula, only a bridge and nothing else. Amokan Gesher, any Mokam Sakon you go through, you have to be careful, the Sotan shouldn't be Mekatri. Trashi, the Gavri Heke Midduka, Maisim Shalhem Lahastir Avoinu Maschusim. Can't guess you. Come makam sakana. Going here, not to be so there. You go travel on the road. So should go under a wall that could cave in on you. Right. Rav loyova b'mavra diyaser b'yakum. Rav never went over a ship. Mavra went over the river with a guy. Oma duma miskute le dina olei. O misosina b'hade. Maybe now the sot will be mekatrik upon the goy and make the goy like drowned in the ocean in the boat there. And since I'm in the boat, I'll also drown with him. So Rav didn't want to go over the boat. We go in a boat with the goy. Trash dilma miskadi nochri dina al chatoiv or mitzvah sebahadei. And the din will be that the boat should drown because of him, and I'll also drown. Mivadrashi svina shayvim boat esanur. So he didn't go over the ship with the goy. Shmuel loy over ella b'mabro d'ispayakin. Shmuel saw pumfaker. He only went over a ship that had a guy inside it. Why? Oma shitna v'trei umi loy sholit. Hey, the sultan can't be mekatrik on two different umas. Hey, he can't get both of us at one time. They can't kill a yidden and a guy together. So men of both in the ship will be saved.
I mean, you see that
them. Yeah. You mean by Mitzrayim, no?
Yeah.
Nice. Rabbi Yanai, could be mean it's harder. It's harder. Could be mean it's harder. Rabbi Yanai bodik v'yovel. Rabbi Yanai was bodik rashi asvinam shloi bonekif. Before he went over the ship, he made sure there was no holes in the ship. He didn't want to be selling mechanism. Rabbi Yanai l'taimei. The yomar lo oylo mal yama dodo mokum sakona. Don't ever put yourself to mokum sakona. Loimer, and you'll say to yourself, shoysim l'neis. I'm not afraid. Abish will take care of me. I'll be nisim. Why? Shema ein oisim lo neis. Because maybe they won't do to you the neis. Don't be semech anisim. V'yem oisim lo neis, and afilu Hashem does do a neis to you, you should know you're not well off. No menak lo mischi yosef. In order to have a neis to be done to you, they take away from Yischuyas, they use up Yischuyas to have this neis done. See, better off, it didn't happen. Omer Rav Chanan, my crow, where's the posik? Katonti mikol achasodim, or mikol omit, kol mikol emis. This was what Yaakov Avinu. Say katonti mikol achasodim mikol emes. Rashi katonti chasodim, hotan asmati yischiyosi b'shvil achasodim asher osisa. It's all the chasodim that you did to me, I was menakeh for my yischiyosi. Do what did And of course, to be saved from a nest, you have to come onto tremendous schus, and you have to become onto. This is the kasha about Avraham Avinu also is brought down. After Kibshin Shalesh, it says Avraham Avinu said he has no more schusim anymore. He used up all the schusim to be saved, to Kibshin Shalesh. The kasha do all this is pufa ked. What are you going to Kibshin Shalesh for? He went into Mesirus Nefesh as Kiddush Hashem. So he was doing a mitzvah then. So for that, he should use up all the schusim. So Teretz says, no, that Gefort, when you put yourself into Mokum Sakona, the Sot is Mekatring, and the Mapid posture, you should die then. In order to save, not to be killed, your mamash have to use up all your schusim. That's the only way you can be saved with Chaim. His mamash using up all the schusim. So Afril, the others were afraid that when this happened to them, they're afraid they gave up all the schusim. So rather us, we should not be Semechanisim, not to give up all the schusim. And also, without even Zichel, that's what happened to us. But Reb Zera, when it was very windy outside, learned nothing of Benedict, he didn't go between the trees. He was afraid that a hurricane, the trees will fall down on him. A person should always dive and he shouldn't get sick. Shem yichle, because a person does get sick. Like there's more before, you're in a bad mazel now. Now the sultan is mekatreg, and you have to have a lot of schusim to get well again. I'm saying if you wouldn't be sick, so sultan can't be mekatreg. The wind blows a lot. The rain is the south wind. Chazak and very strong. It could pick up trees and knock it down, so you wouldn't go out that day. A tree should knock them down. Where's the pasuk for this? When you fall, hanoif menu. Bimenu lahobi raya. Means you have to bring the raya, you'll get up again. Once you fell down, you have to bring a raya. Shrashi menu lahobi raya. Meyachra shu noifel. Once you fell down, sarach limsu menu maisav riyas l'schus. Once you're sick, we have to find now a schus to save you. So Vadi, you're better off not to get sick. You should always be mispal not to be sick. Turn to the Rabbi Shmuel. Ki yipul hanoif menu. We dash in, somebody got sick or something bad happened to you, you should know it was Roy to happen to you from Sheshesh May Bracious. Sharein Lai Nofel, you didn't fall. The Apostle says you will fall. What is what's the pshat? Elish Magalglin's Chosai De Zakai, Vachoivai De Chai. In other words, it happens like Dei Chai. Trash from Sheshesh May Bracious, Chsid Korea, Beres Mracious. As you didn't fall yet, and the Pasuk says you will fall. So Mashmi, you will fall as a Pshat, you were royal to fall all the way before from Sheshesh May Bracious. But the Balabas wasn't the kind of mitzvah's market. Since he wasn't the kind of mitzvah, therefore somebody falls down from him. But he was supposed to be before him. You were supposed to fall down, therefore you did not build up your makir, and therefore somebody now fell off the roof. Tana Rabbonim, mi shechola v'noit lomis. Somebody like a geisus is very sick, and it's, he may die from this. Is oimul lo, you're supposed to go to him and tell him his father. Say tshuva now, say vidu now. Shin tell him shekein kol amumusim misvadoim. All people that before they die, it's a schus to say vidu. And you should tell him this. Trashi Oimrim Oimdim Shom. She came there and called a Mumsim Misvadim, Kidnam Sanhedrin. She called a Misvadim, wherever his Misvadim says Vidu before he dies, says Yesh Techelgalam Abo. She came in Sinu Ba'ochen. Shomolo Yeshua, Pregnig Muradin, to say Tshuva, and Ochen said Tshuva, and he was Eicher. Ochen was one that was Misakin Al Kane Kabalachon. The end of Elena was Ochen was Misakin it. As after he did Tshuva, he was Eicher. Right. Odom the Gemara, Odom Yoitzel Ashuk. Notam goes out to the street, he has to be afraid as if he's given over to the policeman. You go on the street, a lot of bad things can happen to you. You're taking now to go in front of the judge. If you have a headache, as if they put you into prison. It's worse than you got put to the policeman. It's not as bad as the next case. In other words, as if they put you into a din, and you have to have big schusim to get out of it right now. First case is time you went into the street, where it's a mokim sakona, so you have to have schusim to get out of it. If you have a chosh brosh, you have a headache, it's also like they put you b'koyna in chains already, you have to have schusim to get out of it. Lamit ola lamito v'nofal, you went to sleep in bed, yeidoyme beinav kimishalu legardim, lidun, as if they put you up to be judged for Misa or not. Shekoloilu legardim lidun, whoever goes up to the judge and they put upon you, they charge you for Misa, is im yesh play praklitim gedolim nitzel. If you have a lot of good people, a lot of praklitim got something good about you, then you'll be saved. V'yim lav ein nitzel. The same thing, every time you go to sleep, you have to know, you have to have schusim to wake up again. Shash ol lemita. Shachol harbin. In case you are very sick. Shetzarech lalas v'lip lemishkav. You have to mamish go to sleep now, lying in bed because of your sickness. So you have to feel as if you need praklitim. Shash v'yelim. That's right, next one. V'yelim praklitim, shalodim. What are the good messengers, the good melochim you're going to have to save you? Tshuva maisim toifim. And if you know, if you're sick, you should do tshuva maisim toifim. What are the good messengers you do here that are sent to Bezen Shemala? That's Tshuva Meisim Tovim. V'yafilu teishim meyos v'tishim v'tishim malam demolav chayva. Afilu you have 999 bad messengers saying things bad about you. V'yechem lamdol l'schus, and one is saying good for you, nitzu, you can be safe from that. Shenemer yeshal olav malach melech echod min yelav. You only have one out of 1,000 saying good, lahagad liyodam yoshev yechananu v'yera padeyam redeshachas. Even one good melech could save you. So you always have to do some meisim tovim, some tshuva, it will save you. Right? Reb Lezer b'noy shereb yosiyag liliyomer afilu teisha meyos 900 v'tisha v'tisha boyos malach l'chayva. What?
But also.
Boisoi malach l'choiva.
First time in
Ve'oso,
it's
probably a mistake. Boisoi malach min shemeles olas chus. Vu echad min yelav. Yeah. Malach l'choiva. Rashi va filo hu atzma is meyad olav choiva. As even if he himself is the one that's saying the choiva also. The yechud is chus, and another one is saying the chus is still nitzel. Shenema meles echad min yelav. What boys some malach? What shemelis all of schus? That's saying good. Vu echod mini elif. He's one of the thousands. Afilu huatz my made of chayva nitzol biyachas shel schus. Is even though he said bid upon you, but now he comes and says one thing good about you, you can also be saved. Right. Shenema melis echod mini elif. Bimlitzasai shel malach ein ela achas mielif lahagid yoshrei. Even out of 1,000 things, this one malach is saying, he says one good thing for you, you can also be saved. Mash name shamalach hamelech sabi yechid min yelav. Da'i malach ksiv mechlal da shashar megidim olav choyvo. Ela midi ksiv midulay ksiv im yesh olav melech malach echol min yelav. Nikol midrash hamalach damlitza. Goes on this saying also. Tana rabbonim. Al sholosh averos noshim mesos. There are 3 averos that nisha could die from. Mesos yodos. They die when they give birth. Shrashi b'shasei dosim. We have lezer weimer noshim mesos yodos. Means they die when they're young. Rabbi Acha Amar Be'ovoin She Mechabsois Tzoyas B'neim B'Shabbos. They're saying that they wash out the diapers on Shabbos. It's Nisa Malachi, not a wipe, not a wash on Shabbos. V'yeh Shemim Al Shekurim Le'Aron HaKodesh Arno. Like the Mezalzel in Aron HaKodesh, they call Arno, Al that's Chet V'meis. Shrashi Arno Kachoye Kurim Megadloi Shalehem. It's not a nice Lashon, it's like the Lashon B'Zoyim. Tanya B'Shmo B'Naloz Oina Be'ovoin Shnei Devorim for 2 chatoyim ami oratz or artois mason amaratzim die al shakur on the aron hakodesh arna. They call the aron hakodesh a nickname arna. We al shakur on the beis hakneset as beisam. They're also the mezalz on the beis hakneset. They call it beisam. Stam a meeting place. Shrashi beisam loshin vizui she miskatzim by a kol. Stam a meeting place. Tanya Reb Yosi Yoma shloishe bodke misa nirubisha. There are 3 bodke misa, 3 things are bodke if you'll get misa not in anisha. V'yamilo shloisha davke misa. The davke means what they'll be davke. You drash your bodke avoynisha bodke misa behem b'shas takona kirabonim v'yamri yodas. This is like the first shot that if anisha has one of these 3 averis b'shas she's yoledes, the bodke if she's ready to die or not. Next part is davke drash shemadavkin or mekarven misa. It's davke attaches itself to the isha and brings upon misa lefnei zmana. We have blessed the tani yaldas. that they'll die young. What are these three averus that we have in the Mishnah? Nida v'chala v'tlokas aner. Chadak Reb Leza v'chadak Rabbanan. Whether it means she'll die b'shas leida or she'll die b'shas she's young.
What's the definition of young?
What?
What's the definition of young?
What do you mean young?
What is young?
I'm before man. Exactly how young. What should yaldus? What should means before that even yaldus young? No, before Zman. So young could be from anywhere from 12 to before Zman Chasma. I'm not sure. Till 18, I'm not sure. By Tanya Shemuloima, Hilchas Halachas Hegdish True Mois Umais Rois Hein Hein Gufei Torah. That's called Iker Halachas of Torah. The Nimsru Le Yamoritz and the given over to the Yamoritz. Rashi Shleimosru Le Bezdin Limoitz.